iHeartRadio Providence Info Nation. With me right now, I've got Sue Babin from the Rhode Island Developmental Disabilities Council to talk to me about Small Business Saturday. Looking forward to hearing all about it, Sue.
Sounds great.
So tell me a little bit more about Small Business Saturday and your event that you have going on around Small Business Saturday Shop RI.
All right. So Small Business Saturday was started in 2010 by American Express to get states to focus attention on small businesses. You know, when Thanksgiving happens, there's a lot of advertisement for the big box stores or online shopping. And so American Express wanted states to figure out some creative ways to be able to highlight small businesses in their local community. So that's why they started it. We started our project in 2017 because we were working with individuals with developmental disabilities and helping them to start a business. And we wanted to create a pop-up event where they could go and actually sell their items for the upcoming holiday season. So we are the only state in the country to this day that actually does a pop-up event that's an integrated event that includes people with disabilities, veterans, farmers, local businesses, other minorities, and just a real plethora of people from around the state that participate in the event.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit more about what kinds of items will be available to purchase.
Anything and everything you could possibly imagine, from handmade one-of-a-kind gifts that you'd be the only one that would have it, photography items, candles, homemade soaps. There'll be clothing that will be there. There'll be candles, some really cool candles. There will be greeting cards, jams and jellies, cosmetics, skincare, items for the home that you might want to purchase, birdhouses, bracelets, just anything and everything. You can't go there and not walk away with some sort of an item.
Awesome. There are many holiday craft fairs and vendor shows. Tell me a little bit about what makes SBS Shop Rhode Island a unique and special event. And additionally, what makes it special to you beyond the products that are being offered?
Okay. I think what makes it special is something that I said initially, which is we are the only state in the country that puts together a pop-up event like this. So when we started this in 2017, before COVID, people were not doing a lot of vendor shows within the state. There was some flea markets and a couple of other upscale types of events, but today there's quite a few vendor shows that you could find anywhere within our state as well as other states. So we were the first ones to come up with this idea of creating a one-stop shopping location, easily accessible, central to the state, where people could walk in and easily go through and find these different businesses. And when we first started in 2017, we had 93 businesses that were there altogether. I think 12 were people with disabilities. Today, we're totally sold out. We have close to 160 businesses, and about 30 of those businesses will be individuals with disabilities. So we are still the only state that's really running an event to bring together the populations that are the vendors. You know, states will do something similar to highlight a particular business or maybe even rent out a mall and have crafters there. But we go out of our way to find individuals to represent the vendors who are veterans, who are people with disabilities, who are other minorities, who represent our farms in Rhode Island. So we're really trying to highlight and showcase those types of business owners. What makes it special to me is in my job with the Rhode Island Developmental Disabilities Council, I help people with disabilities to start their own businesses. So we started that particular project back in 2017, same year that we started this Small Business Saturday. And we run a whole business series of 8 classes. And now we run a business series that not only is for people with disabilities, but anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur that would like to have some specialized classes to learn the different components that you need to know, how to write a business plan, what's your target market, what are some marketing strategies, things like that. we will help people to do that. And so what's important to me about this project is that if you, Adam, were to come to Small Business Saturday, you would not see businesses that are run by people with disabilities. What you would see is quality businesses that are run by anybody. And that's really what we want. Our message at the Rhode Island Developmental Disabilities Council is that people with disabilities are just like anybody else. They're entrepreneurs, they hold jobs, they own their own homes, they live in the community. And we want people to see that. So what's really cool for me is that experience at the end of the day where I might have a TV station come in and they're like, yeah, but where's the people with disabilities? They were here. You just saw the business products is what you saw. And that's really what we want to do. I think the other thing about this year that makes things so important is, as you know, the economy has been up and down. Right. And with the cost of living so much higher and the cost of food so much higher, these small businesses, and over 90% of the businesses in Rhode Island are actually small businesses. I don't know if you knew that or not, but
Wow.
it represents the majority of the businesses that we have here. That's
Wow.
true for many states around the country. These guys are really struggling. They don't necessarily have the big budget. Advertising funds that big box companies might have. So they rely on these kinds of activities or their own small resources to draw attention to events that they're doing. So we're not only helping out people with disabilities to be able to increase their incomes, we're also helping out small businesses across the state.
And that really is a great plan. And I think, what you've talked about is so impactful for so many people. So thank you for the work that you're doing with that. How can people find out more specific information? I think about two things. Number one, what we have coming up on Small Business Saturday. But additionally, if they want to take the class that you were referencing, how can they get more information about that?
Do you want to ask that one again? I'm sorry, I did not turn off my phone.
Oh, no problem.
So sorry.
I didn't hear it come up. I didn't hear it pick up.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Oh.
so we're good. If you want to just answer, I'll be able to edit.
So you asked, how can people find out some more
Yeah.
information? Okay. People can find out more information about Small Business Saturday Shop RI and see a really excellent short of 5-minute video on our website, which is www.sbsshopri.com. If you go to the website, you'll see the first thing you'll see is the video that I just spoke of. And if you click down on vendor page 2025, you will see a list of all of the vendors who we have that who will be attending the event. And you'll see them listed by category, which makes it easy to figure out, oh, that's pretty cool. Like we have apparel and jewelry. There must be 20 different vendors that I'm
Yeah,
looking at that are on
for
that
sure.
list right now. So it'll give you a sense of what the major categories are and who the businesses are that represent that particular category.
Thank you so much, Sue Babin from the Rhode Island Developmental Disabilities Council, for coming on InfoNation. Definitely much appreciated, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, Adam. We really appreciate you bringing us on the show and any opportunity to bring people to get to the Crowne Plaza on Saturday, November 29th from 9 to 3:30. Come on down.